Hey guys, it's Malls. All right, I'm here with another mini ep because I want to talk about the thing that I manifested, the thing that you guys, hashtag Malls Army, hashtag Please Advise Nation manifested, the meeting between me, myself, Molly McAleer, and Nastasia Schroeder from Vanderpump Rules. I was going to make you guys wait a couple weeks, but since it's already all over my social and so many of you have reached out to say you're excited about this friendship union, I feel like I owe it to you in a little mini ep. Just so you know, this Stassi ignoring me comes up in future episodes that we recorded before she stopped ignoring me. So if you hear any references to that after this, it's because it was recorded before Stassi so generously opened up her arms and welcomed me into her life. First of all, I just want to say that I really, really, really like Stassi. I have always thought she's like the boss bitch on the show. As you guys know, I bought my house from Courtney Robertson, one of the biggest villains in reality show television history. And she's honestly one of the sweetest women I've ever met in my life. She's such actually... She's like, I get her. And I think I really get Stassi too. I was talking to a friend last night who has only watched season 4 of Vanderpump Rules and just started to go back and watch season 1, my friend Ryan Bailey. And he was talking about on his Snapchat now, like, how crazy it is to see, like, the way that Stassi's portrayed now, like her climb back into the friendship group, to see how she was season 1 when she was really running this shit and kind of making this show... the show that it turned out to be. I mean, I consider Stassi to be pretty responsible for Vanderpump Rules being as successful as it is. Same with Jax. I mean, of course, the whole group makes a difference, but Nastasia was just kind of that lightning in a bottle. So Stassi and I actually got pretty deep. I'm never going to discuss a lot of the stuff we talked about, to be honest. I was really... like touch, she felt like sharing it with me. It was like very serious life stuff that I just like, anyone would be a bad person to like, when someone intimates secrets to you, you gotta be chill about it. But I will say that one thing she did say that killed me was, so you guys know how I'm adopting that deaf pit bull, Helen. Okay, well, I told Stassi about Helen. And then after our little rap sesh, she was like, and by the way, if you tell anyone what I just told you, I'll kill your deaf dog, which is the most perfectly Stassi thing I think that anyone could say. It was like, it made me laugh so hard, and further endeared her to me. I think the thing that I really like about Stassi that I was able to see in person is that she's just very sensitive. She's a very sensitive woman, and, I relate to that as well. I understand like her sensitivity towards some of the humor about her, and especially a lot of it's based on her looks. Like, that really broke my heart, because you guys, like, this girl, by the way, could not be more gorgeous. Stassi, it looks like Stassi in real life. Even prettier, of course, the way that people always say about people on TV, she looks even prettier in real life. She let me touch her chin implant. And it was like totally cohesive with her face. You couldn't feel it at all. It felt like jelly. And I told her I thought she was a genius for getting a chin implant at 18. And she's like, I know. She's like, everyone was like, her doctors, her parents were like, you are a genius. Like, how did you know to get a chin implant? And I totally agree. Like, what a difference that surgery must have made in her life. And like, who would have thought of that? Most people are just like, I'm unhappy, I'll get a boob job. Like, she was like, no, I know exactly what it is. I'll pinpoint it. It's a chin implant. Love that about Stass. I don't know if Stassi and I will hang again regularly as friends. I think we're going to do the podcast thing, maybe grab drinks another time. I invited her over when the house is done to come see it. But I definitely enjoyed meeting her. Like, I don't know what it is. I kind of want to take care of her. I see so many possibilities for her. This is where people at home who like are not as earnest as me are probably laughing at me Well, no, that probably started a while ago. But I kind of want to, like, I don't think she sees all the possibilities she has, you know? And I want to help her, and I want her to be really successful and to have a great life and, like, bounce back from this and, you know, continue to maximize everything that she can possibly maximize, everything she is going for. She has a lot of opportunities right now, and I think she needs to seize them all. Not that she's not, because this girl is kind of killing it. Like, damn. Her podcast numbers are cray. But yeah, you guys, it just was, it was the best. I don't really know what else to say. I just feel like I have to address it because I feel like all of you are very much a part of this. Thank you to everyone who tweeted to Stassi that she should come on, because that really helped. She definitely thought for a really long time that I was making fun of her, and that I couldn't possibly be serious. And I realized, one, that's usually an issue with the way that I speak. Most people assume I'm being a little bit sarcastic when I'm actually being totally sincere. I just have, like, a sarcastic sounding voice. And, you know, I don't know. I think that we're all, like, a bunch of, like, the people at Pumped, me, like, my friends that watch this that are adults that are successful especially are, like, salty old comedy writers. You know, like, we see, like, we talk about this show like it's 90210. And I think that the people themselves are all really different. I mean, Ariana, of course, like, first of all, she comes off completely lovely on the show, in my opinion. But when you know, meet her in real life, like, you're just like, oh, my God, she's totally real. She's completely a real person. It's hard to think of them as real people on TV. So you talk about them like, you know, Kelly and Brenda. Anyway, thanks so much for listening, you guys. 323-450-7408. That's the number you want to call. You want to email askpleaseadvise@gmail.com. If you want to send voice notes or emails, we need them. Questions about this mini app, questions about your life, drama, things that are going on. Updates. I want to know about where all of y'all's love lives are at. I want to know if you heard anything kind of crazy lately that you want to share. I know if, like, there's a problem with some bitchy chick at work, or, like, some guy that you fucked, or, like, chick that you fucked, or what. I mean, I don't know. Just, like, call me about your probs. I'm excited for you. Also, I want to know more about, like, well, all right, I'll discuss that later. But yes, you guys, thank you for listening. I'm Molly McAleer at Malls on Twitter and Instagram, at Malls Official on Snapchat. And of course, this is Please Advise. Thank you for listening to this little mini app.